Now a jazz moment. In 1958, NEA jazz master Jimmy Cobb lucked into a recording date that has gone down in the annals of jazz history. It was with a band he had followed religiously, led by trumpeter Miles Davis, with saxophonist Cannonball Adderley and drummer Philly Joe Jones, among others.
When Cannonball got in the band, by that time Joe wasn't showing up for a lot of gigs, you know, so Cannonball, we got to be friends a long time before that, had asked me to come and sit in with the band in case Joe didn't show up, I could play. He had told Miles about me, you know, and one day that happened. I went to a record date and Joe didn't show up, and you know, the time was burning, so they said, okay, you got it. So I finished out the date. The date was Porgy and Bess.
Summertime from Porgy and Bess, the first of many Miles Davis recordings to feature drummer Jimmy Cobb. This jazz moment was created by the National Endowment for the Arts.